I suppose it's been a very good campaign for us since the first day, really, down in Laois. You know, we hit the ground running and we tried to bring that through. And I suppose the first half against Meath, we would have been a wee bit disappointed with. But outside of that, even the down match, you know, it was just our shooting boots, really. You know, there's a lot of positives from the game. So it's been a good campaign. And I suppose the thing that I've been sort of torturing you about over the whole campaign has been just, you know, the fact that we were trying to bring some of the lads back into it that needed to get fitness, and the young lads, you know. So we're happy that we've managed to do that and also gain promotion. And there's still a bit of work to be done, obviously, you know, on the fitness side of things with some of the boys. But we've 7 weeks now, and that's where our focus is going to be. That's where the big one is, 7 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you had the shooting boots on earlier on. You raced out to 4 points to nil lead, and then at half time there was only 2 points on it. After that opening 10 minutes, were you worried, were you at the break?
No. We were actually very, very happy at the break because we knew there was a very, very strong breeze in it. And I suppose we, but you know, probably thought we could have kicked more in the second half, really, you know. But it turned out to be a very, very competitive game, and it was a very physical game, and there was a lot of play broke up on it, you know. So that's kind of the way it petered out. But in terms of where we were at half time, we were very happy with where we were at half time. We said before the game, with that breeze, if we were level a couple of points down or a couple of points up, we'd be in a good enough position in the second half, and that's the way it turned out.
And Armagh were always threatening in that second half when they moved forward. You thought that they might possibly create something here and pull it back?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, they've got quality players, and they always have had quality players, you know. But I thought our defence done really well, and very, very happy with Carl Lacey today. He's moved up to another level in terms of his reintegration back into the team, and that's been a big positive for us. And hopefully there's another few levels in him before the 25th of May.
Yeah, we've seen Rory Cavanagh putting good performances in this league campaign, and he showed that again, his quality and scoring from play as well. He scored a handful of points there, and he's had a good league campaign.
Oh, absolutely, you know. And I suppose he's a quality player, Rory, you know. And it's a matter of just I suppose getting him going and getting him moving early in the game, and he done that today, thank God. And he brought the fight to them really well. Patrick came off the bench as well, gave us a different dimension, you know, and that was really positive as well. Kicked two really good scores, you know, from very difficult positions, you know. And so that was positive. Our intention wasn't to bring on the 21s on, you know, if we could possibly get away with it, but the game was very tight, and they came in, they done a really good job, and we watched them well now on Wednesday night.
And for this campaign, for the first time in this campaign, we've seen Big Neil started in the middle of the park.
That's right, and very good, valuable game time under his belt. So, you know, hopefully between Neil and Christy and Martin and Rory, you know, that there's a bit of competition there in the middle of the park or the half forward line for positions, and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. And ahead of the championship against Derry, when you look now over your league campaign, are you content? Are you where you want to be?
No, we'd be happy. Yeah, we'd be happy enough. We'd be happy enough. You know, we tried a lot of things out here over the course of the league as well, you know, when we road tested different things. And some of them worked and some of them didn't work. But, you know, I feel it's important to do that in competitive games to get a proper reading of, you know, will they or won't they work in the championship. So we're happy we were able to manage to do that and also bring the players on and bring the young lads on and get promotion. So there's a lot of kind of balls in the air you're trying to juggle there. To be here today, promoted, that's the most important thing on the back of that.
You're away now, finally, just on a trip. It's not going to be much of a holiday. There's a busy training schedule there, is there?
No, my wife's calling it a holiday, but we're calling it a training camp. So we're looking forward to that. You know, that'll give us an opportunity. I suppose the boys will upload between now and then, and it'll give us an opportunity then maybe to work on the things that we've, I suppose, been looking to develop over the course of the league and try and nail things down and sort of move towards the 25th of May then with a bit of intent, really, because obviously Derry's form is very, very impressive at the moment, and you know, it's going to be a massive challenge for us going into Celtic Park to try and win that match. So you know, hopefully the week away will give us an opportunity to streamline a few things in the lead into that game.